You're listening to 91.3 FM WTSR at the College of New Jersey. I'm Jenna.
I'm Neil.
And today we are interviewing Swanson. Could you guys introduce yourselves, please?
I'm Alan. I play guitar.
I'm Evan. I play bass guitar.
I'm David, I play lefty guitar.
How did the band form?
Me, Bugcatcher, Ryan, and I were all in a different band, and a venue in Glassboro hit us up to play, but not everyone was available, so I just texted them anyway, and I was like, hey, let's just get a different guy to play the drums, and it'll be like its own thing. We were just going to do it the one time, but it was just a lot of fun, and we were pretty good, so we just kept it going.
What is your songwriting process like?
That's another valid question.
So there's, like, a bunch of different processes, I guess, right? Like, originally, I was just like, this is going to be, like, surf music, which obviously, like, you heard us say, like, it's not surf music. So I just tried to write like a bunch of like surf rock songs, but like my own way. So like I was just listening to music and then playing the guitar and just like going back and forth. But like this album that we just made, like it's a concept album, and it was all inspired because there was math rock like at Rowan that was going on, and I was like, okay, this is okay. Let me see like what would it be like if we did math rock, you know? And it kind of just wrote itself. You just have an idea, and then you make it happen. That's the whole process.
You'll bring in, Alan will bring in the lyrics, and all right, here are the chords, like, let's make it happen, and then we all kind of form our own parts, like, I write on my bass line, you write the lyrics, even though it's the same chord, but
no, I wrote it on the lyrics.
So you mentioned surf rock and math rock. What are some of your other musical influences if you want to dive deeper into surf or math rock?
I would say, like for me, probably like the Beatles was like the first band that I like got really obsessed with. And then it was like all classic rock from like the 60s to the 90s. And then it was like all psychedelic rock from like the 2010s to the present day.
But everybody has, like, we all have some. I mean, yeah, I would say, like, in a weird way, like, Black Sabbath is definitely, like, a lot of our riffs. Like, which we didn't play any real hard riffs today. But that's, I guess, like, goes to show, like, how versatile, like, some of our songs are. Black Sabbath, that's definitely. We have a lot of modern influences. King Gizzard and Lizard Wizard is definitely a big one for us. Quotation marks for everybody listening, but a lot of like the psychedelic, but yeah, you bring that aspect to the table. Like I think we all like Pink Floyd here. Sid, you come from like a gospel background, which is obviously like very evident because you're an amazing drummer. I just like everything, basically. I mean, hip hop is definitely like a big. I love the roots, like I love the life, so it's like I'm doing my bass playing a lot. I think a lot of like jazz, jazz music, definitely.
Just
trying
to make good songs.
Whether we succeed or not, that's.
No, I feel like genre, we're past the point of genre.
What's your favorite thing about making music?
Doing it together, obviously.
Oh,
Me too.
Like, we're a bunch of idiots just sitting around, like, you know, having a good time, and that's really all I can ask for. It's just, like, actually enjoying the process and liking the guys that I'm in a band with. I feel like I've seen a lot of, like, bands out there where it's like you just see nobody gets along, and it's like, why are you doing this? Like, if you guys don't get along, why are you doing this? But we don't have that problem.
We have a great time. Yeah. We have a great time. We're gonna hang out.
I need some really sweet faces. I can't wait to see them. But yeah, it's cool because we get to make some of the differences.
So actually, segueing off of that, what is your favorite thing?
Hurry up,
dang.
It's okay. Don't worry.
Go.
Cut that out. Yeah, I can cut that out.
You go. I'm embarrassed now.
No, it's okay.
You gotta leave it in for
character.
No.
What do you want listeners to take away from your music?
That's a good one.
Deep.
Be yourself, really.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good one. Alan, I'm sure you've got an essay on the way somewhere in the
No, I don't even know. Like, I just want people to be like, wow, that was good. You know, I want people to like it, but you don't have to like it either. That's fine. Just like, at the very least, like, it's unique. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have a good thing going, and like, we have a lot of songs that all sound different, but every time you hear one of our songs, you're like, all right, that's them.
Probably could see us headbanging the entire time.
We're having a great time.
We were jamming
out.
Yeah. So what are your future plans and goals for the band?
take as far as we can take it, I guess. Yeah, I guess just to, like, we're really all about it. I think that, like, we want it to be as best and as good as it can be. Making sure that everything that we put out is better than the last thing. Really. That's like our main goal. Like, we want everything to sound better. Like, we want everything to be, like, I guess, like, as long as we're improving, like, that's really the goal. Like, getting going and playing bigger and different venues, getting to see what it's like in different places, I guess. Like, that would be awesome to get more people listening.
You can't read lips,
I
forgot.
yeah, go ahead.
Help that.
So, we know a little bit about you. That sounds so creepy, but we know. You mentioned before Glassboro and Rowan. So what is the music scene like in South Jersey? I'm personally from South Jersey, so that's why I'm asking this question.
Yeah.
Do people usually have multiple projects with a bunch of different people?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a ton of that.
Everything's like kept up. Like, I'm in this band, but also this band. And everybody's in each other's bands. Which I think we're kind of like, well, I guess Nick,
I think we've all played
in other bands.
Another place, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Except for mine, maybe.
I mean, the thing we were doing before, and then
our first band, Travelers. We've come a long way.
Yeah, we put one show.
I was actually at that.
You were at
that? I was at that. Yeah,
wow.
I was way in the back.
We did a bunch of very bad covers of classics.
You did The Office, right?
We did The Office.
You did Minecraft.
I remember The Office.
And then we did Hey Joe.
We did Wish You Were Here too. And it was with a crazy solo from Joey.
Did this first band have a name?
You can't find it anymore. You can't find it.
thank the gods you can't find it anywhere.
Yeah,
I knew I had to link up with these guys.
You saw someone screaming, "Hey, Joe!"
That's what I wanted. Oh, but like as far as the scene, like there's a lot of really creative people. There's a lot of cool music, and there's like different like pockets of it too, where like people are making more like progressive or like psychedelic stuff, and then there's just like straight up like, and I don't mean this in a bad way. I just mean this like as an observation, like Imagine Dragon style,
okay,
like where you're like,
yeah,
wow, okay,
mm-hmm,
like are you gonna be my girl?
Like
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Midwest. Our bandmate Nick, who's not here, makes insane noise rock.
Oh.
You're entering the window phase. Yeah. Of course, yeah.
Is this your first time performing at Underground? How was your experience?
Yeah, this is our first time. That was really cool. I didn't really know what to expect.
Well, normally there's like never enough stage space for any of us,
right,
and it was nice to actually for us all to fit in the same room comfortably.
Yeah.
Without like having
to.
Like,
wow,
that's
technically, it's
well
thought out space.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
to hear that.
Yes.
Have you played at TCNJ before?
How was
that?
It was cool. Because we're buddies with Kenny, obviously. She does the artwork for our albums,
mm-hmm,
and singles and stuff. So when she was over here, she was like, "You guys gotta come play."
Mm-hmm.
And we did. It was a good time. It's a cool vibe over here. Like I'm more used to like Rowan and that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a cool spot.
Where can people listen to music? Like, plug your Instagram or Spotify.
We're on Instagram at swanson.band. We're on Spotify, Apple Music,
mm-hmm,
Bandcamp.
That's with a U. Swanson with a U.
Yeah.
It's that trips people up.
Yeah, we have a single coming out on Friday. If you don't mind, we played it here today. That was the first time we ever played it in front of anybody.
Wow, we got
so
a sneak peek.
Cool.
Yeah, we got a sneak peek.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever played that.
You're first, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not adding up. We should be coming out at the end of October.
That's awesome.
Nice. We are very excited, yes.
And honored to be
first
here.
That's it for the general questions that I have. We also have some like World College Radio Day specific questions because that's coming up. So October 4th is World College Radio Day, and the theme this year is Defenders of Democracy. So we are wondering, what is your stance on nonprofit radio?
And then I'll be like Friday morning, it's like, "Hey, I'm Jerry, and here's your dad." But like, I really like the fact that it seems like it's really supportive, that you can really do a lot of diverse, like, musical things, which you don't really see with a lot of the bigger radio stations. Playing, you know, the same five songs over
Hotel California.
How
many times do I gotta hear that?
No, I would totally agree with that, because I feel like,
having people who wouldn't have a voice with commercial radio? Is it so, it's so heavily monitored, and what you can say, and what the music that you can play, and you have to hear some guys selling refrigeration and
HVAC systems.
You know what I mean.
Have you heard?
I always like the aspect of radio where it's like, you know, the DJ would play songs that he likes in particular, you know, and it's harder to get kind of in the whole scene these days because you kind of have to start from the bottom to get to the top somehow, but you really kind of just like, big gap between the top and the bottom. So, if this is an opportunity.
So, also with the World College Radio Day questions, how does music help you to express yourself?
You found it in my bag, or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good way to get the emotions out. Just like, yeah, you know, this will work out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm just like,
that's it for our